KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. You could listen to what you missed. If you want to get on the Moist line, geez, you ought to have a lot to say after the election, right? 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Or use the TalkBack feature on the iHeart Radio app. It's 877-664-7886. And I don't know, I think you ought to say goodbye to George Gascon. I think some touching, loving farewells to George Gascon would be appropriate. Don't you think, Eric?
There's been a few already?
Come on, let's take the high road here.
I don't know if people have done that.
All right, let's take the low road then. Low road's more fun. So anyway, you can leave your goodbye messages to Gascon, and we'll get those in the mix. Now I talk to Katie Grimes from California Globe in just a few seconds here. Katie Grimes wrote a piece on Newsom's first response after the election with all the issues that we have in the state, and there's more coming. I am going to repeat this till my head falls off. Tomorrow, your gas prices may go up 65 cents a gallon. California Air Resources Board is holding a meeting, and they want to raise the low-carbon fuel standard to force oil refineries to come up with a new blend of gasoline, 65 cents a gallon increase, and that's going to be early next year. Is that the issue of the day? No, Gavin Newsom's issue of the day is he's threatening Trump with a bunch of lawsuits on what, you may ask? Why? And he's calling the legislature into session to get them to appropriate money, your tax money, to finance these lawsuits for nobody knows what. Let's get Katie Grimes on, see what this is all about. Katie.
Hey, John. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. It was a pretty good election down here with Gascon getting kicked out of office and Prop 36 passing. So that's going to make me happy for a couple of days.
Me too.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question on that before we get into Newsom and Trump. Do you sense that there is a real shift in a lot of Californians' attitudes towards the government policies we've all been suffering under for many years?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's showing up in the election. Even just, you know, with early results from California in, there were already so many more Trump voters this time than last time. And you're seeing it wasn't just George Gascon that was ousted. It was a Soros DA, Pamela Price, in Alameda County, which is where Oakland is. It's the Oakland mayor who was also ousted. It looks like San Francisco Mayor London Breed may not make it. It's looking pretty good. So, yes, I do believe voters have pretty much had it with Democrat policies. And you know what's so interesting, John? I remind people that even with all these lefties in California who vote for these ridiculous, supposedly progressive policies, they tend to live more like Republicans. They're tight with their money. They want their kids to go to a good school. You know, they complain about the cost of things, but then they vote like idiots. So until it really gets so bad for them, nothing changes. And I think we're at that place now.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I do think we've bottomed out. Let's talk about Newsom's first reaction to Trump winning. Newsom's got 2 years to go. He's termed out. Now that Kamala has lost, Newsom has a clearer path to be one of the top candidates as the Democrat nominee. And the first thing he does is, I'm going to sue Trump. And he's calling a special legislative session to get the money from the Assembly and State Senate. Can you explain how all this is working?
I can't explain it yet. What he's trying to do, though, is just give himself something to do for the next 2 years, because he's not really governing the state of California. He's been destroying it all along. What they are going to be doing, he and Attorney General Rob Bonta are going to go to the legislature to get them to appropriate funding for all these extra lawsuits. And it'll be over things like this is Donald Trump attack 2.0, because this happened in 2016 when he was elected. Jerry Brown was governor, and he did the same thing, and the legislature, convened immediately after the election, and all these impulsive, bratty little toddlers in suits got together and started screaming about how, oh my God, we can't be caught flat-footed. We're going to sue him. And that was when the charming Ricardo Lara and Kevin De Leon, who was in the Senate, they were both in the Senate at the time, vowed to fight in the streets anyone who would try to dissolve the good work that they had done. So we're just hearing the same garbage again.
What kind of issues would Trump issue an order or cut funding over? What are they afraid of? Is this complete posturing, or are there actual issues that Trump is going to target California over?
A lot of it certainly is posturing, because the policies that they're going to go absolutely ape about are environmental policies and things where the federal government does have authority, say to drill off our coast, or they can intervene in our water policy. They can intervene, and frankly, they need to intervene in, say, our forest management. They can intervene in the removal of these dams. There's a lot the federal government can intervene in, and believe me, I'm not a fan of the federal government telling states how to run their business, but boy, when you have a state as bass-ackwards as California, and wants to improve the state, which is certainly what it will do. This is what we get for how we vote in California versus how the country votes in D.C.
Can Trump cut off the funding for this stupid high-speed rail?
Yes, absolutely. He had already done that when he was in office the first time. And what the state was all in a panic about is there were supposed to be some matching funds, and that's what he cut off. And then as soon as he was out, Biden reinstated him. So, this is the game we're playing.
So, yeah, he could pull the funding all over again. So they're convening. Are the Democrats actually going to go in session? They're agreeing to this with Newsom to go into session just to appropriate money, our tax money, to pay lawyers for undefined lawsuits next year.
That's pretty much what it's going to be about. I would be so interested if there's any political type of tax lawyers who could possibly intervene. This could be a massive, I'm thinking, a great class action lawsuit by, say, taxpayers against the state of California. To put a halt to this, because this is they're not doing the work on our behalf at all. This is not what people voted for. We're voting for, we just pretty much almost overturned Prop 47 by voting in Prop 36. We want crime to stop. We want this homelessness crap to stop. We want safety, security. We want water. We want our agriculture to thrive. We want our kids' schools to improve. We don't want what this legislature and this governor keeps giving to us.
One more thing. California Air Resources Board. They're convening now. They're likely to vote tomorrow and raise our gas prices up to 65 cents a gallon, which would happen early next year. Is there any way to stop this? Because nobody elected these characters.
And that's what I keep writing about. I did that huge article, I think, the day before the election.
Oh, yeah. I've been reading it.
Yeah. And so essentially when Prop 32 was passed, it gave the California Air Resources Board all kinds of, AB 32, all kinds of additional authority. But the California legislature has the authority over the Air Resources Board, since it's just a bunch of political appointees, but they've abdicated that responsibility. So the CARB has been passing illegal taxes. They've been passing illegal laws. It needs to stop. But this governor, this is what he wants. He's just letting it go through the board, so his fingerprints aren't on it.
Well, yeah, but he appointed 12 out of the 16 members on the board.
Exactly.
They're doing what he wants. Yeah. He wants the prices to go up 65 cents a gallon to put more pressure on people to drive electric cars that there are no charging stations for, and no electric grid that's strong enough to power all these cars that nobody wants.
Yeah. Exactly. And you have to ask yourself, who or what body is pushing him to do that. Because, again, these are not policies that the California people want at all. We want to drive our F-150s and our Dodge Rams or our nice Mercedes or our, you know, our old Pintos. It doesn't, we don't want to drive what he wants us to drive. So who's pushing this agenda?
You would think if gas hits 550 a gallon, there's going to finally be some pushback from
I think so.
From normal people, you'd think. All right, Katie.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll talk again soon. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, John.
All right, Katie Grimes from California Globe. You ought to read that every day because it has replaced the traditional newspapers that have abandoned covering California government up in Sacramento. CaliforniaGlobe.com, Katie Grimes.